USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as Congressman Elijah Cummings has died, the Maryland Democrat, 68 years old. And a tweet from his office says he passed away this morning at about 2:45 Eastern Time at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. The congressman, they say, had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Again, Congressman Elijah Cummings is dead at 68.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Teachers in Chicago going on strike today. Over 25,000 of them picketing after the Chicago Teachers Union rejected a contract offer from Chicago Public Schools. Classes and activities have already been canceled for today, though some schools will be open to give students a place to go. Knocked out in the ring, and now he's passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York boxer Patrick Day has died after suffering a traumatic brain injury during a match over the weekend. He was knocked unconscious during the 10th round against Charles Conwell on Saturday in the Wintrust Arena in Chicago. He went into a coma after undergoing brain surgery, but never woke up. Patrick Day was 27 years old.
The Washington, D.C. City Council is to hold a public hearing today on a measure that would decriminalize prostitution in the nation's capital for those 18 years of age and older. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another day, another member of the Trump administration to be on Capitol Hill for a deposition. In the House impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland is or was the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and was also in charge of America's Ukraine policy. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry, considering President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. Just learning that the UK and EU have reached a tentative Brexit deal after London made concessions over the Irish border, which had been a key sticking point. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Parliament should get Brexit done by Saturday. Netflix is being sued by two lawyers who say they don't like how they're being portrayed in a new movie allegedly about them. The Laundromat is directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas as two lawyers who allegedly helped the super-rich evade taxes by stashing billions in offshore accounts. The story based on two real lawyers, Jurgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. They're both under federal indictment, the lawyer suing Netflix to stop it from releasing the movie. IndieWire says Netflix will ask the judge to dismiss their suit, and they're planning to release the film on Friday. And an actual house on the Malibu coast, modeled after the classic playset Barbie's Malibu Dream House, is going up for rent on Airbnb. And with your update, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.